Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pedro Ramos. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser moves to second. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Houser scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Lump moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing second base. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lump reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhaals moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhaals scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jerry Staley now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Allison scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Batty moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Julio Becker pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. Sullivan throws to first to catch Tuttle. Klimchuk drops the ball. There goes Lemon. He's safe. There goes Batty. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Tuttle. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 4, Athletics, 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser is hit by the pitch. Staley moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rivera bunts towards the mound. McDevitt throws the ball towards third to get the runner. He throws it away into left field. Lemon throws it back to Tuttle, who tags the runner out. Staley scores. Hauser goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. One out. It's 6-4, Athletics. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-3 in the game. Klimchuk strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Jose Valdivielso. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is hit by the pitch. Rich Rollins pinch runs for Hal Narragón. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 6, Athletics, 6. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Rollins now playing second base. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to first and picks off Stevens. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Don Lee now pitching. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Darren Johnson. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sullivan moves to third. Causey moves to second. Lou Krause pinch runs for Joe Nuxhall. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan scores. Causey moves to third. Krause moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Bill Plice now pitching. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Ed Rakow now pitching. Leo Posadan now playing left field. Norm Seaburn now playing first base. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Cott pinch hits for Bill Plice. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is hit by the pitch. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verhals is hit by the pitch. Cott moves to second. Dan Dobek pinch hits for Rich Rollins. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Allison now playing first base. Dan Dobek now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Bill Tuttle now playing second BA. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tuttle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allison strikes out. 1 out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 7, Athletics, 7. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. 2 outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green is walked intentionally. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Henry now playing first base. Bob Allison now playing right field. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan bunts towards first. Henry fields the ball and throws to Staub's covering. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey bunts towards the mound. Staub's fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. 1 out. Joe Pignatano pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is walked intentionally. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Sullivan moves to third. Pignatano moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.